welcome into the Hamul Casino Resort Padres postgame show. Final score in this series opener in New York. The New York Mets 8 and the San Diego Padres 3. As the Padres drop to 82-69 on the season, the Mets improved to 78-73. A lot to do on our postgame coverage. Sam Levitt with you here on the Padres Radio Network. We'll hear from Mike Schilts in a little bit. We have all the radio highlights for you. Full game recap, tell you how it all went down in the Big Apple today as the Padres lose this series and road trip opener. Hey player, the all-new Hamul Casino Resort is now open with a luxe hotel tower, rooftop pool, spa, and a long list of amazing amenities. You'll have more ways to play and enjoy all the perks of your casino fun. Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Before we get to everything I mentioned, let's talk about this one. Obviously, the story begins today with Michael King, who quite simply had the roughest outing of his major league career here today. 3-plus innings, 8 earned runs given up, including 10 hits, 4 home runs in those 10 hits. A career high in runs allowed by Michael King, a career high in hits allowed by Michael King. And on the other side of things, really a perfect piggyback, not perfect as in perfect game, but well-executed piggyback between Clay Holmes and Sean Manaea on the other side of this game. We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to the Padres offense, some of the good, some of the not so good in a second. But obviously, the story here today begins with Michael King. And I think where I fall on it here tonight is Michael King in his first start against the Reds after coming back from the left knee inflammation, his first start in a month, just his second start since mid-May, looked good. The command seemed to be there. The stuff seemed to be there. Now, he gave up 2 solo home runs in that game. And really, it would have been 3 home runs in that game if not for an outstanding catch by Fernando Tatis Jr. to rob a home run against the Reds. But you felt like as long as he came out of that start healthy, looked like the stuff was good. The command was pretty good considering the fact that it was his second start in the major league since mid-May. Today was a different story. Command clearly not there for Michael King, and it was that way from the get-go. 4 straight hits, 4 straight singles to start the game tonight for the New York Mets. They put up 5 runs in the first inning, and they were on him, simply. I don't know that I've ever seen an opposing team, considering how good Michael King has been when he's been healthy for the Padres. I mean, I've never seen a team on him the way the Mets were on him tonight. So there is no doubt that Michael King is incredibly important to the Padres, their postseason, their postseason plans, and he will have a couple more starts to try to get things right before we get to October. To me, this is where I fall on it. I hope we're just seeing a guy who is trying to get back into the swing of things and is knocking off rust and is essentially making what you could almost consider a rehab starts in the major leagues, right? He missed all that time. Then he makes one start of 2 innings. Then he misses another month. And here he is in the major leagues trying to get things back on track, trying to get himself right. And typically for a pitcher, you know, they would be doing that over the course of a few rehab starts when you miss that amount of time, the amount of time that Michael King has missed this year. But he's not doing that, and he shouldn't. I mean, and number one, there are no real minor league rehab games to go do because everybody's done right now. But AAA, the point being, you're in a spot where I suppose the hope has to be that this is just Michael King essentially making what a rehab starts in the major leagues. And maybe that is what we saw here tonight. My hope is Michael King is healthy. My hope is that he feels good, that everything continues to progress the way you want health-wise for Michael King, that in 5 days he's out there making another start, and that you are just seeing, again, somebody who's missed a lot of time trying to get back into a groove. To me, that's got to be the hope, because we've never seen a team on Michael King the way the Mets were on him today. So I will give Michael King, he is so good, he is so talented, he's been so good for this team when he's been healthy. I will give Michael King the benefit of the doubt that hopefully that's what we're seeing with King. And look, the bottom line is this. You look at his 2 starts against the Reds and now against the Mets, it's 6 home runs given up. And really, if Fernando does make that catch against the Reds, it's 7 home runs given up in 2 starts since coming off the IL with that left knee inflammation. But no way around it, that set the tone for the entire game. Padres trailed 5-0. They then trailed 7-1. They then trailed 8-2. And the offense here tonight, look, didn't do a whole lot. They also weren't put in a great position tonight. They did hit 3 solo home runs, which was good. Jackson Merrill continues to stay red hot. His power is coming along in a huge way here in the month of September, which, again, a big picture standpoint is a really good thing for the Padres. It's really, really important. Jackson Merrill all of a sudden looks like the Jackson Merrill of 2024 and the Jackson Merrill we saw earlier this year from a slug standpoint, from a driving the baseball standpoint. But credit to the New York Mets tonight. I mean, look, they announced they were going to do this piggyback thing with Clay Holmes and Sean Manaea, and we don't see it in the major leagues a lot. I'll tell you where we do see it a lot. And that's actually in the minor leagues when they're trying to conserve innings and limit innings for young pitchers. You will very, very often see, I saw it a million times in the minor leagues, where you will have one guy go 4 or 5 innings and the other guy go 4 or 5 innings, depending on how it shakes out. And we used to say in the minor leagues, the perfect piggyback, regardless of results, of runs, hits given up, walks, all that, the perfect piggyback is when you can have just those two pitchers throw in the game. And that's exactly what it was for the Mets here tonight. Clay Holmes gives up a couple of solo home runs, but they were up big, so that was really no big deal. And then Sean Manaea goes 5 innings, gives up a solo home run, and that was the best Manaea has looked in quite some time. So from that standpoint, a Mets standpoint, it went really well for them tonight. Their offense got it going against Michael King, and they were able to win a second straight game after snapping an 8-game losing streak on Sunday, and they only had to use Holmes in this game. I mean, that's a really, really perfect piggyback, and they didn't have to burn any other bullpen arm in this game. So all in all, not a great night for the Padres. Certainly some positives to take away. We'll continue to get into them as the postgame coverage rolls along, but no doubt about it, the tone was really set tonight when the Mets scored 5 runs against King in the first inning. He gives up 8 runs in 3-plus innings tonight and just didn't have it. And again, my hope is with Michael King that we are just seeing somebody who we know is really, really, really good. And we've seen this guy do it in the postseason and on the biggest of stages. And my goodness, the Padres are going to need him to do that kind of thing again. My hope is that we're just seeing a guy kind of get back into it and knock off rust and essentially make, you know, what would normally be rehab outings in the major leagues. And that's a tough thing to do. And the good news is that this will not be the taste that Michael King has heading into October. He still will have a couple more outings to kind of get things right, and we certainly hope the next 2 look better than it did tonight for Michael King. Final score, Mets 8, Padres 3. Full game recap coming up when we return. We'll also hear from Mike Schilt. Much more to do on our Hamoa Casino Resort Padres postgame show on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios. Final score here today, the Mets 8 and the Padres 3 as the Padres fall in this series opener in New York. We'll go back to Citi Field in New York, hear from Mike Schilt in just a little bit. First, let's recap this one from start to finish.
Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Well, after Mets starter Clay Holmes threw a 1-2-3 top of the first inning, the Mets were simply all over Padres starter Michael King. In the bottom half of the inning, they hit 4 straight singles to take a 1-0 lead, the last of which was an RBI single from Brandon Nimmo. It looked like King might get out of it with just a single run allowed after he got a 1-2-3 double play, but there were still 2 on for Jeff McNeil.
Second and third, 2 out. He swings at the first pitch and a fair ball on the ground up the right field line. Alonso has scored. Nimmo's on his way. McNeil into second with a 2-run double. And it's 3-0 Mets here in the first.
Unfortunately, the Mets were not done. Brett Beatty was next.
3-1 here. Launched in the air deep to right field. Fernando is back. He's going to watch. It's going to go. Up over the bullpens in right center for Brett Beatty. A 2-run homer. And a little bit of a nightmare here in the bottom of the first inning at Citi Field. The Mets now lead it 5-0.
Yeah, a fair way to put it. Really a nightmarish first inning for Michael King. The Mets set a 5-0 lead after one. In the top of the second, Jackson Merrill had a big swing.
Resource. Jackson Merrill, first pitch swinging in the air to deep center field. Mullins is back. He's going to watch. It's going to go. Three straight with a home run for Jackson Merrill. Padres are on the board here in the second inning. Merrill, another one, and it's 5-1.
And Merrill's fifth home run in his last nine games. But the Mets responded against King in the bottom half of the inning. Francisco Lindor hit a solo home run. Pete Alonso hit another. It was 7-1 New York. In the top of the third, Jake Cronenworth dug in.
0-1, Cronenworth swings, hits it in the air, very deep to right center field. Mullins is back at the wall. This one, gonna go! Jake Cronenworth leaves the yard for the 11th time this year. And the Padres not going quietly. A lead home run here in the third inning at 7-2.
Padres trailed 7-2 after three innings. King then gave up another solo home run in the bottom of the fourth. This time it was allowed to Cedric Mullins. It was 8-2 Mets. That was it for King. Padres bullpen, to their credit, did a good job from that point. Kyle Hart pitched two scoreless innings. Yuki Matsui got five outs in this game. Brad Gleyg Rodriguez got the last out of the seventh inning. The problem was the Mets pitching was also good. Clay Holmes went four. They did the piggyback with Sean Manaea after that. He pitched three scoreless innings. So the Padres still down 8-2 going to the eighth inning. Manaea still on the mound. It was Freddie Fermin.
As Fermin sends one in the air to left field, pretty well struck. Nimmo's going back. He is at the wall looking up. It's going to go. Freddie Fermin with his second as a Padre. Third home run of the night for San Diego. Unfortunately, all solo shots. And with one out here in the eighth inning, it is now 8-3 Mets.
Yeah, good point by Jesse. Despite three home runs, all solo shots, only resulting in three runs. Manaea went back out for the top of the ninth inning, and he retired the side. And that was that here tonight. Not much else to tell you about. Final score, the Mets 8 and the Padres 3. 8 runs on 10 hits, including 4 home runs for the Mets. No errors for New York and for San Diego tonight. 3 runs, all courtesy of solo home runs. 3 out of the 7 hits tonight for the Padres. No errors for San Diego. Padres dropped to 82-69. Mets improved to 78-73. Winning pitcher here tonight, Sean Manaea, who went 5 innings, 1 run given up. He improves to 2-3. Michael King, the toughest start of his major league career, toughest outing period of his major league career. Career high in hits given up with 10. Career high in runs given up with 8. In just 3 plus innings, he drops to 4-3 on the season. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt. Again, the final here tonight in this series opener in New York. Mets 8, Padres 3 on the Padres Radio Network. Final score here today, the Mets 8 and the Padres 3 as the Mets win this series opener. First of 6 games on the road this week for the Padres. Final road trip of the regular season. We will take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard coming up a little bit later on. Obviously, a lot of scores that we want to keep track of on this Tuesday night as we enter the real home stretch of the regular season. Just to give you a little update here before we hear from Mike Schilt. Games you care about, certainly. Finals already. The Cubs won today 4-1 against the Pirates, so the Padres will drop a game in the standings to the Cubs as far as chasing that first wild card spot. And the increasingly likely scenario, unless the Padres win the division, that they would head to Wrigley Field in Chicago. Now, with that said, you know, the Mets have a good week here against the Padres, and then all of a sudden you could be battling for that number two wild card spot. We'll get into all of it a little bit later. Phillies and the Dodgers are scoreless in the first inning in L.A. Giants lead the Diamondbacks right now 4-3 in Arizona. They're in the third in Arizona, and well, this one doesn't matter so much for the Padres. In my opinion, I think they got enough cushion on the Reds, but certainly as far as the outside looking in right now in the wild card picture, Reds fall to the Cardinals 3-0 in St. Louis. Reds, really, aside from those two wins against the Padres, they've really, really struggled despite being in this wild card race. So again, we'll get to the full out-of-town scoreboard, the standings coming up in a little bit. Hey player, the all-new Hamul Casino Resort is all for you with a luxe hotel, a relaxing spa, a rooftop pool. This is the place ways to enjoy all the perks of your casino fun. The all-new Hamul Casino Resort, the Players Place, now open. Obviously, the headline tonight, Michael King really struggling. 3-plus innings, 10 hits given up, 8 earned runs, including 4 home runs allowed. Career highs for Michael King in hits given up and runs given up. Clay Holmes, Sean Manaea, really an ideal piggyback for the Mets tonight. Holmes going 4 innings, 2 runs given up on a couple of solo home runs to Merrill and Cronenworth. Manaea went 5 innings, gave up a solo home run late to Freddie Fermin, but this was a 5-0 game after the first inning, after Michael King gave up 5 early, and that was kind of the story here tonight. Padres could not recover from that as they drop this series opener in New York. Let's go to Citi Field, back to Citi Field in Queens, and here's some post-game reaction.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, served up by Sin Lee Food, where fresh meets flavor. Find farm fresh produce, bold Asian spices, and gourmet ingredients at 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. Sin Lee Food, the cook's Asian resource.
All right, Mike, what'd you see out of Michael King today?
Some good, and then some misexecution that, you know, they made him pay for. You know, looking to Ruben, talking to him as, of course, the game went. I mean, first of all, they came out very aggressively. Very aggressive club came out. You know, I wouldn't say got him on his heels, but, you know, they were coming at swinging the bats, some balls that, you know, just over the middle of the plate. And, you know, they put up a big crooked number. But then looking at the in-between numbers from Ruben, you know, velocity was pretty close to where he's been all year. The pleased with the shapes. It just came down to execution, and they put some swings on in the second and clean third. And, you know, at that point, we're like, all right, let's get him out for the fourth and, you know, let's just read the game. And, you know, he had Hart ready. And, you know, Mullins ambushed him.
He was so relatively sharp for a guy who hadn't pitched basically in 4 months. Was this maybe some of the rust that you...
Yeah, you know, I mean, I can't... It's hard to say. It's really hard to say. Because he threw well his last outing. He's thrown well. And, you know, again, it's a little different when... You know, but it still counts when you're throwing in a, you know, simulated game or a bridge game in Arizona. And, I mean, stuff is good enough to pitch in the big leagues, clearly. It's just a matter of the repetition of the execution. And they made him pay when he didn't. And, you know, unfortunately couldn't give away any mistakes tonight.
I know this is kind of a similar question, but for him to kind of come back at this point in the calendar, when both these teams are obviously fighting for a playoff spot and he hasn't pitched much in 3 months, do you think that could be, like, a challenge for him, like, putting him back into this kind of situation, so much on the line?
Is it? I mean, I understand the question, but could you explain it so I can help answer it a little better?
Yeah, the fact that he hadn't pitched in so long,
right?
He's coming back into a setting like this. Is that can that provide challenges for a guy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, but listen, it's Michael King. I mean, we're going to pitch him. You know, I mean, we've been in similar situations the last 2 years with Joe and. With Darvish, and this year with Darvish, and you know, so yeah, those are guys that we count on that are healthy to go pitch, and you know, when's the right perfect time? I don't know that there is one, but actually, it'd be unfair if we didn't pitch Michael, you know, relative to success and health, and you know what he means to our team. So he didn't, you know, win his best outing. You know, I'm excited to see him in 5 days.
Have you thought of how Kyle has settled into this role?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up. Kyle pitched really well. He's throwing the ball well. You know, he started and got some opportunities to do well for us, but yeah, he's really pitched well in this role. And went down and grabbed a couple innings that, you know, gave us a chance to stay right in it. And Yuki did his part, and Bradley, you know, clearly threw the ball well. One unfortunately got away from him, but you know, bullpen was terrific, and Hart, you know, led the charge.
Jackson. For a couple days now, he's looked like himself.
Right.
What do you kind of make of this one you put on the night?
Man, it was really pretty. I was, you know, some big swings tonight. The ball was jumping, but man, that was a big boy homer to dead center. And I like the at bat down the last at bat off Manaea, off the lefty. So looks like he's settling into being who he is. That's a really good player, and good for Jackson, good for us.
That was Padres manager Mike Schilt following this 8-3 loss for the Padres in New York tonight. Sam Levitt back with you inside our San Diego studios as we continue our post-game coverage. Obviously, a lot of the focus tonight on Michael King, and I'll just go back to what I said in the opening segment, and I think it was kind of reflected there in what Mike Schilt said. Look, this is kind of the only thing you can do with Michael King, right, in the sense of, if it were a different part of the season, okay, let's say Michael hadn't pitched in 3 months, but you were still in July, okay, let's just say it was a different part of the season, you would have more ability, more leeway to say to Michael King, go, you know, throw 3-4 rehab starts in the minor leagues, get yourself right, get the stuff right, get the command right, get your innings built up, your pitch count built up, and then come back when you're ready. The Padres really aren't in that spot. And again, to me, the hope has to be with what you saw from Michael King tonight. And look, Michael, no doubt the command was better in that first start, but let's also acknowledge he gave up 2 home runs in that first start, and it really could have been 3 had Fernando Tatis Jr. not robbed the home run. So you look at 2 starts now for King, it's 7 home runs given up in a span of 8 innings. That's a lot. That's some hard contact against Michael King. To me, the hope has to be, if you're a Padres fan tonight, knowing how important Michael King is to this team, how important he is to their postseason plans, what a healthy and best version of himself, Michael King, what he is. We have seen it before. We have seen the best of Michael King in a Padres uniform. And when he's on, he is as good as about anybody in the National League. I think everybody would agree with that. The hope has to be that you're just seeing him knock rust off right now, and that you're essentially seeing what would typically be a situation where you'd have some rehab games, you would have some time to work on some stuff as you work your way back from injury. You're basically seeing that at the major league level right now, because look, there's just no way around it. I mean, Michael King, since late May, it's now September 16th, he's made 3 starts, including tonight. So if there is rust for Michael King, and I saw he spoke on TV after the game. I did not hear what he had to say. If I can pull any quotes from that during the commercial, I will. But if it would be understandable for Michael King to be rusty and not be at his best at this point, considering how much time he missed. But the Padres don't have the luxury of, really on 2 fronts, they don't have the luxury of having this long minor league buildup you can have. And also, they're in the midst of a pennant race. I mean, you want Michael King, if he's going to throw pitches, to go out there and throw and hope that he can go get outs and he can go be productive. And obviously tonight, again, the thing tonight that really stood out, you just don't see teams on Michael King the way they were on him tonight. I mean, the Mets were right on him. They were very aggressive against him. To Mike Schilt's point, they were swinging early and they were teeing off at times with the 4 home runs against King here tonight. So again, I'm going to go to bed tonight kind of thinking, man, I hope it's just Michael King knocking off the rust and that he can use the remainder of the regular season to get himself into the best position possible for the postseason. And he can be the best version of Michael King by the time October rolls around. Quite frankly, I mean, yes, you want to see Michael be more effective the next couple of times out. But quite frankly, at this point, I mean, I'm not even all that concerned about what the results look like for Michael King the rest of the regular season. You just want him right for the postseason. To me, at this point, you want him right for the postseason. And if he has to go out there and give up some more home runs in order to get right in the next couple of starts, so be it. I would, to me, the goal for Michael King has to be just be right, be dominant when you get to October, because the Padres need him that way. And obviously a tough one here tonight. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll focus on some of the positive from this game. And as you know, here on the post game, hey, we're going to point out the positive as well. And we'll take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard, give you the latest on the standings, where things are at the current moment. Final score in this series opener, Mets 8 and the Padres 3. Our post game coverage continues after this. Final score here tonight, the Mets 8 and the Padres 3 as the Mets win this series opener. Padres with the loss here tonight drop to 82-67. The Mets, who are quite simply right now fighting for their playoff lives, sitting in that final wild card spot. They had lost 8 in a row entering Sunday, entering today. I mean, this was just incredible. Entering today, the New York Mets, let me pull it up here. This was entering the day before today's win. 32-49 in their 81 games prior to today, going back to June 13th. That would be a 98 loss pace over 162 games. So, yeah, the Mets had lost 8 in a row entering Sunday before they snapped that losing skid with the Pete Alonso walk-off home run against the Rangers. But keep in mind, their struggles go well, well beyond that. 32-49 in 81 games entering today. And, of course, now it's 33-49 in an 82-game span. But the point being, the Mets entered the day with just a couple-of-game lead on the final wild card spot. So, hey, they're fighting for their playoff lives. Tonight, they certainly came out, were very aggressive with the bats. They put up 5 runs on Michael King in the first inning, and that certainly set the tone in this one here tonight. Certainly, there was good to take away from today's game. Let's tell you about our relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher entered the game and slammed the door shut? This is today's relief pitcher of the game, presented by David P. Shapiro Criminal Defense Attorneys. When your freedom and future are on the line, you need the best arm in the pen. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Relief pitcher of the game here tonight. We'll give it to Kyle Hart. And in fact, everybody out of the Padres bullpen was good tonight. Had the Padres been able to mount a big time rally and a comeback in this game, hey, the bullpen would have got a ton of credit. They still do tonight. Kyle Hart, we'll give it to him, our relief pitcher of the game. He was great. 6 up, 6 down, came in for Michael King in the 4th inning. He had to face the top of the Mets lineup, got Lindor, Soto, Alonso to end the 4th, got Nimmo, Vientos, McNeil, struck out the side in the 5th inning. So he faced 6 batters. He struck out 5, 2 scoreless innings, and stopped the Mets momentum offensively. Yuki Matsui, also good, inning and 2/3 scoreless. Brad Gley Rodriguez, nice outing for him, inning and 1/3 scoreless. So the relievers did their job after the Mets scored 8 runs. They held them at 8 runs, and credit to Kyle Hart. He's done a nice job when he's had opportunities to come in out of the bullpen. Certainly a very different role than what he had early in the year when he was starting games, but this has been a new thing for him, being a real bullpen guy, and he was good today. 2 scoreless innings, struck out 5, got through the top 6 in the Mets lineup. So, for all those reasons, Kyle Hart is our relief pitcher of the game. Some good defensive moments tonight for the Padres. Let's hear our catch of the game.
Which defensive play had the biggest impact on today's game?
He is at the wall, leaps up, and he makes the catch.
This is the catch of the game.
Going to hang a star for Jackson Merrill.
Reeled in by Anthony's Fish Grotto La Mesa, celebrating 80 years of seafood excellence.
5. Ground ball to third base. Backhanded Machado across the line into foul ground. Throw across is in time. Nice job by O'Hearn reaching into foul territory at first base to complete the play. And Manny Machado doing Manny Machado things to send us to the 8th inning.
That was our catch of the game. Nice play by Manny to end the 7th inning with Brad Gley Rodriguez on the mound in that spot. Nice play by Manny. Freddie Fermin also made a nice play tonight, going out on a little dribbler off the bat of Jeff McNeil. Went out, grabbed it, made a good strong throw to first base. Manny made a good play in the field, so some good defensive moments here tonight despite an 8-3 defeat. Let's tell you about the Padres' heart of the order.
Let's take the pulse of the Padres and check in on the Heart of the Order, presented by Palomar Health, the official healthcare provider of 97.3 The Fan. Palomar Health, leading with heart for every patient. Palomar Health is reimagining healthcare.
Heart of the order here tonight, 3, 4, 5 spots. Manny Machado, Gavin Sheets, Ramon Laureano. Manny 1-for-4 with a single tonight. Gavin Sheets 0-for-3 with a walk. Ramon Laureano did have a double in tonight's game. He was 1-for-4, so a combined 2 hits in 11 at-bats for the Padres. Heart of the order tonight, a single, a walk, a double. Not super productive run production-wise, but a couple of bright spots there with the Manny Machado hit, the Laureano double. Hopefully that can get him going. He's been in a bit of a skid as of late, and that's a look at what the heart of the order did. Machado, Sheets, and Laureano tonight. Well, step aside. When we come back, full look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll give you the up-to-the-minute standings in the National League, in the National League West, in the wild card, where things are at the moment. And we'll also wrap things up, get you ready for tomorrow's game. If you want to get a phone call in, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Phone number to call. Phone lines are open for the next little while if you want to chime in. Final score here tonight, Mets 8, Padres 3 on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside our San Diego studios. Final score here tonight, Mets 8 and the Padres 3. Padres will try to bounce back tomorrow in the middle game of this series. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Let's take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
Let's take a trip around the bigs to highlight the scores that matter most with our out-of-town scoreboard. Presented by Jensen Premium Beef Patties. Always a hit for grilling.
We have a number of finals already tonight, so let's get to those. Cardinals beat the Reds 3-0 in St. Louis earlier tonight. Another tough loss for the Reds, who dropped to under 500 at 75-76 as they continue to chase a wild card spot. Mariners won a 10th in a row tonight. They beat the Royals 12-5 in Kansas City. Cal Raleigh hitting home runs 55-56 in that game for the Mariners. And with that, he is now the... Well, I should put it as, he has now hit the most home runs by a switch hitter in a single season in baseball history, surpassing Mickey Mantle with that 55th home run, and then he hit another to make it 56. So, incredible year for Cal Raleigh continues. He now sits alone as the single season record holder for home runs in a season by a switch hitter as Cal Raleigh continues to thrive. 56 home runs on the year. Yankees held on to beat the Twins 10-9 in Minnesota. Brewers beat the Angels 9-2 in Milwaukee. Freddy Peralta getting the win in that game, allowed just two hits and struck out San. He's had a great year, Freddy Peralta, and he went six innings in that game for Milwaukee. Blue Jays beat the Rays 6-5 in Tampa Bay. A's beat the Red Sox 2-1 at Fenway. Guardians beat the Tigers in 10, 7-5 in Detroit. Cubs beat the Pirates today 4-1 in Pittsburgh. Game one of a doubleheader in D.C. today. Braves beat the Nationals 6-3. And game two of that doubleheader going on right now. They're scoreless in the eighth inning in D.C. Orioles ahead of the White Sox 8-7 in Chicago in the ninth inning. Astros lead the Rangers 6-3 in Houston in the eighth inning. They're in a rain delay in Colorado right now. Marlins leading the Rockies 6-0 in Colorado. Giants beating the Diamondbacks 5-3 in Arizona in the fourth inning. And finally, Dodgers beating the Phillies right now 3-0 early in L.A. second inning at Dodger Stadium. And that is a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard on this Tuesday evening. So, where do things stand for the Padres right now? Well, as far as the NL West, again, the Dodgers are winning right now. So if the Dodgers hang on, Padres would drop three games behind the Dodgers. It's essentially four games because, again, they don't hold the tiebreaker. So the Padres would have to pick up four games in 11 games remaining, which is a lot, if the Dodgers do hang on there. So if the Dodgers hang on, it goes to three games back. If the Dodgers do not hang on, the Phillies win that game, Dodgers lose, Padres would remain two games back in the NL West. As far as the wild card picture, Padres with the Cubs winning tonight and they lost, well, it means the Padres drop a game to the Cubs, so they're now five games back of the Cubs for the first wild card spot. The Mets with the win improved to four games back of the Padres for the second wild card spot. So that's where things stand, and you can get into if the Diamondbacks win, if the Giants win, where things sit there. But let's focus on the Padres here. Padres in the second wild card spot, five games back of Chicago for the first spot, and four games ahead of the Mets for the second spot. So the point is this: if you can win two out of three in this series and you would then hold the season series win,
In fact, to be honest with you, if the Padres got one win in this series, they would have this the season series record over the Mets. The point being that, to me, the only thing that could really hurt you and you could really have things be dangerous for falling out of the second spot is if the Mets sweep this series, because that would be a two-game lead over the Mets. And then you're dealing with nine games left to play, a two-game lead, and then you get into the additional tiebreakers because you would be 3-3 in the season series. So from a Padres standpoint, obviously you want to win the series. You want to win the next two games. The only thing that really you don't want to happen, you don't want to get swept, because then all of a sudden the Mets are within striking distance of the second wild card spot, and you would be in a little bit of danger if you don't play well, falling into the final wild card spot. So these are a big couple of games for the Mets and Padres coming up. But again, at the end of tonight, Padres 5 back of the Cubs for the first spot. They are 4 games up on the Mets for the second wild card spot. And hopefully you can follow all of that. It can get a little convoluted, a little complicated this time of year. But that's a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Padres are in both the division and wild card standings. Final score here tonight, Mets 8, Padres 3. Let's hear tonight's play of the game.
The line between winning and losing can be razor thin. Which play was the difference between victory and defeat? This is today's Play of the Game, presented by Bill Howe Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Second and third, two out. He swings at the first pitch and a fair ball on the ground of the right field line. Alonso has scored. Nimmo's on his way. McNeil into second with a two-run double, and it's 3-0 Mets here in the first.
Play of the game here tonight, Jeff McNeil, that two-run double in the first inning. I'll tell you why that was the play of the game, and unfortunately it was here tonight. That was the play of the game because, think about it this way, Mets have 4 hits, 4 straight singles against Michael King in the first inning to make it 1-0. They've got the bases loaded, nobody out. King then responds with a 1-2-3 double play, makes a nice play on a comebacker, turns it into a 1-2-3 double play from pitcher to catcher to first base. And all of a sudden, it's 2-on but 2-out, and the Mets only have 1 run. King is 1 out away from getting out of the inning with 1 run given up, which you could have handled. But then McNeil hits the double to make it a 3-run inning, and then moments later, Beatty hits the home run to make it a 5-0 game, and it went from 1-0 to 5-0 in the course of 2 batters, and that McNeil double really made it a big inning for the Mets and made all the difference in this game, with the Mets scoring 5 runs in that opening frame. So, unfortunately, here tonight, that Jeff McNeil 2-run double in the first inning, our play of the game. Taking a look ahead to tomorrow, it'll be game 2 of this 3-game series between the Padres and the Mets, same time as today, 4:10 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. Here in San Diego, our pregame coverage will begin at 3:10 p.m. Pitching matchup tomorrow, right-hander Nick Pivetta on the mound for the Padres and left-hander David Peterson on the mound for the Mets. As always, if you missed any portion of our post-game coverage, you can go back and listen to all of it on the Inside San Diego Baseball podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. You can also go back on the 97.3 The Fan YouTube channel and watch any portion of our post-game coverage there as well. Taking a look at the final totals here today in this series opener for the Mets, 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left on 4. For the Padres, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left on 4 as well. Winning pitcher today, Sean Manaea, who improves to 2-3. Losing pitcher was Michael King, who drops to 4-3. Time of game, 2 hours and 40 minutes, in the crowd at Citi Field in New York City in Flushing, Queens, 41,819. Once again, first pitch tomorrow, 4:10 p.m. Our pregame coverage begins at 3:10. Until then, for our great studio coordinator, Jeff Hamby, I'm Sam Levitt saying so long and good night from inside our San Diego studios. Again, the final score here today, the New York Mets 8 and the San Diego Padres 3. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Padres Radio Network. Have a great night, everybody.